Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Democratic candidate for state auditor, Rob Sand. First of all, election very soon, coming up next Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about how your campaign for state auditor is going.
Campaign's going really well. We have been traveling all over the state. I think we're going to have about 20 events within the next 3 days. And we are getting great feedback everywhere we go.
I know when you talked with Dr. Bob, it was still in the early stages of the campaign. How much have you kind of grown and learned from at that point where, you know, you were still kind of feeling things out? You obviously had a plan in what your campaign wanted to be. Where are you compared to 2-3 months ago to now coming up on election day?
Sure. The last couple months of the campaign have been fantastic. We've hit all 99 counties. We've gotten great feedback everywhere we've gone. We've had four times as many people as ever before contribute to an Iowa State Auditor's race. We've raised a record amount of money with no corporate PAC money. I mean, things have just gone incredibly well, and I think people are excited about having someone with my investigative experience in the State Auditor's Office.
I know that transparency has been huge, not only here in the state of Iowa, that I think both parties are talking about transparency, but all across the United States. I guess one of your things was that you wanted to bring back that transparency to the auditor's office. How are you going to go about doing that?
I think one of the important things for doing that is just making sure that the office is making efficiency recommendations. It's something that right now you don't see, but you ought to see it in every one of their reports. I think the office is also in need of someone who's going to be more plainly public focused. And when I say that, I mean someone who might have a party affiliation but is putting their party affiliation aside to make sure they're focused on getting the truth for Iowans and holding people accountable.
What is the auditor's office doing now that you think you can improve upon if elected come next Tuesday?
A huge piece of that is the number of efficiency recommendations made. By law, they can make efficiency recommendations every single year when they audit Warren County, every single year when they audit Indianola, and they don't. And I think there's no excuse for them to be doing it less than every time. And I'm really excited about having the office be making that a part of its regular work.
I know the auditor's office here in the counties handles the election. The Secretary of State at the state level would handle that. In terms of the audits and working with the Secretary of State office, how do you want to kind of help with that communication?
I think that's something that'll be up to me and whoever might be holding that office come January, if whoever's lucky enough to prevail.
I know the auditor's office, like you said, you wanted to be that watchdog in terms of how do you want to expand what the auditor's office does, or is it just kind of with those efficiency recommendations like you talked about?
Yeah, and I think there's room for law enforcement personnel in the office. They conduct law enforcement investigations on behalf of Iowans. Every public corruption investigation in the state is done in this office, which is why I wanted to run in the first place. It's the first reason that got me interested, because I know that you want to have a team in that office of not just CPAs and not just law enforcement people, but the two of them working together are better than either of them on their own. And that's something that to me is very important. I also think we need to have an office that is doing more on the budget. We had a $900 million surplus 5 years ago. At the end of fiscal year 17, we had to borrow $100 million. We have burned through a lot of cash in our state, and we need to have someone who's going to be barking as a watchdog if that's going on.
I know one of the arguments against having someone from the Attorney General's office into the auditor's office was that they are not, in fact, a CPA. How do you respond to that argument?
Your taxpayer dollars are already covering salaries for 30 CPAs in the state auditor's office. Adding one more is not going to do us any good. Meanwhile, adding law enforcement personnel will make sure that investigations division has a more well-rounded staff. It's also my opponent's going around telling folks if it's not a CPA that the office is going to have to outsource its work. That is not true. Three current Republican county attorneys, as well as a former state party chair of the Republican Party, have all criticized their incumbent state auditor for saying that because it's just not the law. And to me, if you're running for an office that's responsible for promoting public integrity, you ought to be more careful about the arguments you're making.
One final time, what is your message here to Warren County voters who maybe aren't sure, you know, who to vote for and why should they vote for you?
I think the office needs a shakeup in its leadership at the top, and I'm running to wake up the watchdog. This office can do a lot more for Iowa's taxpayers if we've got someone in there who's got the energy to make sure it's doing more.
Thanks to Rob Sand for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.